This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Trying to assassinate Trump's credibility in this pathetic 16-page article in the New York Times where they say once he told a girlfriend you should lose some weight, and then she went on TV this morning on Fox and said, I didn't even say that. They just lied. They're desperate. And then they had this fake lawsuit with a fake woman's name with, you know, him hanging out with the pedo. Turned out that was totally fake, as Stone said 2 weeks ago. They admit a hoax. Everything Stone's written, they're basically trying to project onto Trump, which shows me again, Stone is totally on target. I've done my research. I knew Madeline, you know, the mistress of LBJ, all the folks. I mean, I've been on this. I've interviewed all the people that Clinton raped. Stone is saying exactly what's going on, and that's why they're scared. So tell us what else is coming, what else we can do. I know you're joining us Wednesday for a full interview, Roger.
Well, we both know Stone's rules. One of my principal rules, of course, is when you can't rebut the message, destroy the messenger. That's why you see this vituperative attack on me, Alex on you. We're kooks, we're conspiracy theorists, we're nuts, we're loony, because we believe that herbs and supplements actually affect your physical and mental performance. Boy, that really makes us kooky, doesn't it?
Oh, they had a couple of MSNBC shows about that. Yeah, that you like our nootropic.
Yeah, I mean, the point here is an obvious one, which is they're trying to discredit us because they cannot discredit the message. If they have some evidence that Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey or Paula Jones or Christy Zurcher or Sandra Allen James or the dozens of other women assaulted by Bill are lying, then produce it. If you have some counter information that says that brings their accounts into doubt, then produce it. They don't. He's guilty. In the 80s, the mainstream media did a very good job of suppressing this for the Clintons. And in those days, you only had to pressure ABC, NBC, and CBS. The cable networks were in their infancy at a minimum. So today, it's much harder to get the toothpaste back in the tube, thanks to Infowars.com and Breitbart and Daily Caller and
Drudge
and all these other viable, important conservative outlets, Drudge Report, Town Hall. The truth will not be suppressed in this election. I think that's a failing strategy. And, of course, Hillary herself says, Trump can say whatever he wants. I'm just not going to address that. Well, what is she going to say when the Brodericks and the Willies and these women who were cowed last time, who were squeezed last time and intimidated?
Bullied. Is there any way?
They're going to come forward this time. That's my belief.
It's so obvious they're scared to death of you. They admit you're banned. I mean, because you're smart, you know the history, you're telling it like it is. They are scared of you. And obviously, Trump listens to a lot of your advice. He's a smart guy at the same time. He should just be going 100% Stone on them right now and just hit her with everything because she's running this thing and say, look, it's your husband that settles rape cases and bites women on the lip. I come up and tell women they're good looking, you know, when I'm in between marriages and go out with women. Big deal.
Yeah, it is far more than her being an enabler. It is the fact, as I say, that she's an accessory after the fact. And it is Hillary who hires the heavy-handed private detectives who break into people's homes.
And break their legs.
Who threaten their children, kill their pets, slash their tires, tell them that they're in danger, constantly tell me, did you know you're in danger?
The guy that videotaped Jennifer Flowers got his legs broken.
It is part and parcel of the Gestapo tactics used by the Clintons, and people need to recognize the truth.
That's right. I mean, you got a lot of courage. Remember the one guy in Clinton Chronicles that videotaped Bill going to Jennifer Flowers? The state police broke his legs.
They did much worse than that. They lacerated his liver, his kidney, and his spleens. They crushed his nasal passages. They dislocated both his shoulders and both his elbows, and they left him for dead.
Exactly.
Those are the tactics of Bill and Hillary Clinton. That is what they're prepared to resort to in order to grab power and wealth. But the days of repression are over. The days that these people could be silenced through threats and through violence or through just mainstream media blackouts, those days are over. The American people are going to hear the true narrative here.
Yeah, they're scared of you because you've got such courage. You are a maniac for freedom. I'm so proud to know you. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Be with us Wednesday after you visit with folks in New York. I know you're about to go up there. Thank you so much, sir. The days of the Clintons' oppression and suppression are over. Thank you, sir.
Good luck. Glad to be here.
There goes Roger Stone. David Knight is coming in out of the bullpen right now. Support the info war. We are the tip of the spear. I got one more report I'm going to hit when we come back and hand the baton tonight.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told me about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
On the march, the globalist crime syndicate that's an empire of evil is on the run.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a very humble person, and I'll just be honest with you. I don't seek personal power. Wealth is something that is a hassle. I have wealth to run this operation. It's very expensive, but I personally don't seek wealth myself. I don't love it. I mean, I like a car that doesn't break down. I like a decent house. I like a hot tub. It makes my muscles feel good, but I don't like the trappings and all the rest of the garbage. I don't worship it. I don't worship establishment fame either. People are so sold out because they never got any of that fame. People think that, if they ever just got the power and the fame, then they'd be happy. I was thinking about LBJ this morning. There's more biographies on him are coming out with stories I heard in Austin from folks that are related to LBJ about how he would constantly pull out his member and show it to people in the press corps and people around Austin. I know people in the local TV station who heard from the previous owner about if you are with LBJ, he would pull out he'd call you into the bathroom with him and his press corps and make like 10 reporters sit there while he sat on the commode for an hour. I remember my mother telling me about that like 30 years ago. And then it's in the news now. That's because LBJ just did this to everybody to dominate them. But even before he died, he apologized. He said he was wrong. He grew his hair out long, started smoking pot. And I talked to people that knew him. I'm not saying smoking pot's good. Point was, he genuinely was super depressed and said, I had it all. I'm the president. He got billions of dollars. That was back in the 60s. His company personally got like, what, $3 billion to dredge, you know, a canal in there so they can get aircraft carriers in closer to bomb, to launch aircraft. But I was just thinking about, you get the whole world, the most powerful guy in the world, and you finally realize it's not worth anything. Didn't run for office that next time. And then the heart problem started, and he died in the air being flown from his ranch to San Antonio. And I've talked to people, I mean, I know people that are his cousins. I mean, you look them up on record, they're his family. And they said that he would come in to, about a year before he died, and break down crying in their office. And one of these guys, my grandfather was friends with him, too. I'm not going to get into it. I mean, my grandmother dated LBJ's hitman, stuff like that. But that's where she got married to my grandfather. It's just weird history. His most famous hitman, he had a lot of them. The guy was total Texas Mafia. Of course, she didn't know. But it's just wild. But, I mean, he would break down crying for his soul. I'm going to go to hell. God, I did all this bad stuff. Why did I want all this power? It didn't mean nothing. It was all about him, though, showing everybody he's in charge, showing everybody he can be the man, runs everything. And he pretty much ran this country. The CIA, the mafia, they all did what he said. I'm only going to tell you one time, he told different mafias, I'm going to kill you if you don't do what I say right now. You're never going to win. I got the army right now. You say LBJ unified the mafia in this country. He's the kingpin. He's the Mac Daddy. I'll have those black people with the N-word voting Democrat for the next 100 years. We're going to break up their businesses and integrate and bring in all this stuff and send in the psych warriors to break up their families. We'll see how they get uppity. Go read his letters. I've talked to the folks that heard it. That's evil, folks. But at the end, he was just scared to death. All right, we're going to go to David Knight here in a moment. I wanted to just point out that thank God I was never into Hollywood that much or into famous stuff. But I still thought it was kind of cool and neat. And I got to see a bunch of it behind the scenes. High as you get, I've seen it. I've been at the top parties, I've seen it, and it's empty. It's unhappy. They're like dumb weirdos that gibber and are totally insecure. It's a nightmare. But the average person thinks, oh, if I could just be Read People magazine or if I could just, you know, do what the government says, I'd be fulfilled. You are fulfilled. It's a beautiful world out there. There's art. There's love. There's passion. There's doing the right thing. There's being honorable. And that's what really has value. And opposing evil is what has value. And I'll tell you, I'm very proud today. Because I'm going to tell you something. It is dangerous. Jacking with the stuff about current shipments to Al-Qaeda and ISIS out of the very military base that colonel was basically the head of. And all those people that are ready to talk to Congress. And it's just people out in the open showing total crime going on and nothing happens. But I'm proud of the fact that we're starting to get some movement on this. And I'm so proud of the fact that we have another guest on saying the Clintons' reign of terror is about to come to an end. The Clintons' intimidation is about to stop. I know how much courage that takes. I am proud to be associated with that because even though my flesh gets scared a little bit, my flesh says, don't do this, don't do this. I want to be fat and happy. Just stop it, stop it, stop it. But my soul goes, yeah, that's what you do. That's where you're going. Telling you, folks, choose wisely on this life. This life goes by. But what you do stands forever. In the future of our children, even if you don't believe in the soul and the afterlife and the next level, which, of course, is real, know that it's next level for our species. And that's what you're designed to do is be honorable and strong and not a coward. All these shuffling, half-dead people that just don't even know they're alive, just it's sad. And please support the broadcast. Buy the products. I mean, look, I don't mean to do a pitch, but I'm sitting there looking at all these women that have like goiters, young, old, their necks hanging down. And it's all because of lack of iodine and fluoride going in and filling it up. And no one will tell them why there's record thyroid problem and goiters and stuff all over the place. It's iodine deficiency. And yeah, we sell high quality, the best type for absorption that isn't toxic and have the problems. But regardless, go out and get whatever, the sea salts that have some of it or whatever. This is such a game changer. And I'm like, I ought to tell everybody, I ought to videotape all these people. I mean, people look like they've been hit with mutation rays. And a big part of it's the fluoride, the bad halogen. You don't have the good halogen. Just a plug. Now I'm going to play this clip. Just because we didn't get to the best part where Obama's saying, you know, our country's doing so great, the best ever. He already basically said the good times, you know, weren't back in the past. Oh, when we weren't all in massive debt, when we didn't have autism rates at 1 in 30,000, now 1 in 58, when the cancer rate was, what, 3,000% lower on average, when diabetes was 2,000% lower, type 2. I mean, if you go on for hours, when our illiteracy rate was the lowest in the world, now it's the highest. We're number one, everything bad now, 50 years later. Because they use the same social techniques that LBJ rolled out in the black community against everybody. And boy, they've done a good job, haven't they? They're turning us into complete idiots. Illiterate about life and honor and everything else. Let's play the clip.
The good old days weren't all that good. Yes, there have been some stretches in our history where the economy grew much faster. Or when government ran more smoothly. There were moments when, immediately after World War II, for example, or at the end of the Cold War, when the world bent more easily to our will. But those are sporadic, those moments, those episodes. In fact, by almost every measure, America is better, and the world is better than it was 50 years ago, or 30 years ago, or even 8 years ago.
The Pentagon says it's the most dangerous ever. I mean, that's just a fact. Every metric is. It's just 40 million starved to death a year. 30-something years ago, it was like 5 million. I mean, it's just everything he says is a lie. Stuff is getting worse on every front, on average. And then we've got all these other clips, but I'm not going to play Trump saying he's worried about sleeper cells in the country. And they say, oh, how ridiculous. We bring in millions. It's millions, folks. I mean, they say it's $400 in Texas. It's like $200 per school in Austin of refugees' kids. You know, it's thousands in Austin of kids alone. Not 400. It's all secret. We don't know. They're like, how ridiculous. He said we might get hit by sleeper cells. He said there might be a thunderstorm sometime this year. It's crazy. It's insane. David, tell us what you got coming up. You've heard the broadcast today. Epic stuff has been covered here, my friend. But overall, I mean, do you concur with what I just said or absolutely where we're going? I just want folks to know the world has nothing to offer. The globalist system is artificial. And they get us to sell out believing this artificiality will fulfill us. Because it doesn't exist, and they know we'll never get it anyways. 99% of people will never cross over in the supposed luxury and garbage of Hollywood. And it's that. It's unhappy, empty garbage. You're going to find fulfillment at the end of a dock with your kids fishing. You know, you're not going to find it hanging out with these polished turds. Go ahead. Sorry.
We know, Alex, when you just played that clip from Obama, it struck out to me. It's the first time I'd heard it. He said, you know, maybe there's been times in the past when government ran smoother, when we could bend the will of the world to our will. Yeah, when you look at this guy, of course he says, by every single metric, because we're better, because every metric of this guy is about control and power and government. It's not about individual liberty. It's not about individual empowerment.
It's about control.
Exactly.
And he's got more control than ever.
Exactly. I've got a story here that I'm going to talk about. We've been at war longer with Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, this is a story from the Daily Caller, than with any other American president in history. And Alex, as we're looking at this, we've now got the UN, other world powers, United States, saying we need to arm the Libyan government in order to counter ISIS. That's an admission of their failure and the fact that they turned Libya into an arms bazaar for ISIS as they were creating and arming ISIS.
Another arms bazaar to counter it, then they'll fund ISIS again and just keep it going forever like flip-flop.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And of course, today we also had the Supreme Court coming in talking about how they're not going to rule on the unconstitutional birth control mandate. So we're going to unpack that. They looked at it and said, well, is this going to, you know, they didn't want to issue an opinion as to whether or not it violated the religious freedom.
Which in a way is affirming, because I think lower courts will go along with it. Amazing. David Knight, yeah. Infowars.com. Thank you, my friend. Go ahead and take over. And, of course, who's hosting the nightly news tonight at 7 o'clock?
I will be.
David Knight with a doubleheader today. I'm Alex Jones. I'll be back with you in 20-something hours. David Knight, take over, my friend.
All right, we're going to be right back, folks. We got a lot to talk about. We're also going to talk about Britain's exit. We've got 8 reasons from Boris Johnson as to why they should leave. And we're going to draw some parallels I think you'll find interesting. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, May 16th, 2016. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Obama, our war president, as well as what's going on with Facebook, the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about Brexit and something I think we should talk about, Texit. Okay, T-E-X-I-T, Texas out. Okay, we're going to talk about the Texas secessionists. Before I get to those stories, I want to let you know that we've got a flash sale, 24-hour sale for Anthroplex, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex is a twice-daily pill formulation for men that's designed to restore your masculine foundation. It works by using key ingredients you've been asking for, like horny goat weed, zinc, orotate, and a newly balanced blend of organic herbs. Right now, we've got that 15% off. That's just a 24-hour sale at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Anthroplex. Okay, before we get to the story about Obama, the warmonger, or Peace Prize winner, depending on how you look at him, would you? he got the Peace Prize before he did anything else. Now we can look at what his administration really looked like. But Kit Daniels put this title on what's going on with Facebook and Glenn Beck and the others, and I think it was spot on. Zuckerberg to meet with Beck and former Bush official. Because, you know, when people pointed out we had whistleblowers that were talking about how conservative stories were spiked, or they tried to create the narrative to insert their own stories into Facebook and to make them trend, it was also the question that was floated around, what should we do to stop Trump? And, of course, that was a key part of spiking the conservative stories. It's part of the Never Trump movement. So what does he do to dispel the rumors? You have Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, brings in the Never Trumpers to show that they're not really Never Trump. Okay, look, they've got a problem, especially Glenn Beck has got a problem. And if you remember math, okay, in real math, you can take a negative and multiply it by a negative and get a positive. But that doesn't work with opinion polls. It doesn't work when you've got these types of things happening here. It's just going to make everything more negative when you do this. Perhaps this is something that was suggested by some of Glenn Beck's CIA, former CIA employees like Buck Sexton, you know, the Operation Mockingbird people. I mean, look, Facebook and Beck are really there as part of Operation Mockingbird. I'm not going to go into what that is. If you don't know what it is, just Google it. You'll find it on Wikipedia. You'll find it everywhere. But the key thing here is one of these tweets that came out by somebody Kit Daniels pointed out, liberals responded to this and said, hey, this is a good idea. And one of them tweets out, says, the good news about Facebook taking everything over is it would kill Drudge. That's the whole point. Don't you remember a couple of years ago when the video from the Pentagon surfaced and this one lady who was there, one of the officers, stood up and asked the man who was the information officer, said, you know, nobody believes us anymore. They can get all this information on Drudge and the internet, and they just come to regard us as mindless propaganda. They don't believe the lies that we're feeding them because they've got independent media. That's why they have to have Facebook. That's why they have to have Glenn Beck's The Blaze. And that's why it's not a surprise to see these guys working together. You know, these two guys who have all these credibility issues, the two negatives coming together isn't going to give you a positive in this case, folks. And we pointed out this many times. Now, let's talk about Obama, our warmonger president. Daily Caller did this research. They said last month, Obama officially became the first U.S. president to have been at war the longest, longer than Lyndon Johnson that Alex Jones was just talking about, longer than Abraham Lincoln, certainly longer than George W. Bush. Obama acquired the highly dubious honor May 6th. And this is a piece written by the New York Times, but I want you to hear how the New York Times covers for him. Now, they point out he's virtually certain to be the only U.S. president to spend the full 8 years presiding over combat. Now, this is a Daily Caller, and they point out that not only have we been at war for such a long time, but he's multiplied the number of wars. Okay, he inherited Iraq and Iran. Now he's taken it to 7 different countries. And the Times talks about it. This is how they cover it. They say, well, you know, Obama's status as America's biggest warmonger president is, quote, an improbable legacy, given that he ran as an anti-war candidate back in 2008. They can't bring themselves to say that he's a liar and a hypocrite because, you know, they gave him the Peace Prize as he took office. And here's another guy they talked to in the New York Times. Here's his quote. Obama thinks of war as an instrument that he has to use very reluctantly. But we're waging these long, rather strange wars. We're killing lots of people. We're taking casualties ourselves. You know, remember Obama said, I'm very good at killing. You know, this is a guy who's given us 7 wars. He's going to give us 8 years of war. He's given us assassinations without apology. Peace Prize winner. And they say, well, it's just the difference between being a war president and president at war. No, come on. It's not about that. And no matter how they lie, we see what's happening. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this segment, I want to talk about what's going on with the Brexit and how we could learn from this. And, of course, what is Brexit? It's whether or not Britain is going to exit the EU. They're going to have a vote June 23rd in Britain as to whether or not they should leave the European Union. Now, Britain is not part of the euro. They still have their pound. They never gave up their currency. And now they're starting to look at what's happening in Brussels and saying, perhaps this is a monster. Perhaps this is something that we need to get away from. And, of course, we had James Cameron, who is the conservative prime minister there, started last week war-mongering, okay, putting the fear of war, saying if we leave, we could have war in Europe. And when I heard that, I said, Britain fought 2 wars in the last century to keep from having consolidation in Europe. and have that consolidation be under German hegemony. That's what is happening, what has happened with the EU, and that's by design. We talked about how the Bilderberg group was created, had their first meeting 10 years after and at the spot of the last Nazi victory of World War II, where they plotted not only a common Europe, but for the first time, a common currency, because it's the way, that's the way they hook you. It's economically, then they pull in the political aspects here. So it's not about free trade, but they use trade, they use the currency to hook people, to pull them in, and as that fails, they say, now we need a stronger political union. But they can already see a lot of problems. And I've got a clip here that I want to play from Boris Exit. He talks Boris Johnson talking about Brexit, and he talks about 8 reasons why they should leave the EU. And, of course, when he talked about at the end of the week, he said the EU wants a super state just as Hitler did. He makes the same point. He says, for 2,000 years of European history, we have been characterized by repeated attempts to unify Europe under a single government in order to recover the continent's lost golden age under the Romans. Spot on. Spot on. It's been Napoleon. It's been Hitler. It's been the Kaiser. Okay? Now we've got Merkel, who is Hitler or a Kaiser, if you will, in a dress or maybe a burqa or a hijab, whatever you want to call it. But it doesn't change the fundamental principle. So let's go to this clip. And as we do, I want to compare what he's talking about with Britain to what came up this last weekend at the Republican convention here in Texas. This is a story that was covered on the Drudge Report, that they came within 2 votes of bringing up on the convention floor to be voted on by 4,000 delegates a movement to have Texas secede from the United States. Is that a crazy idea? You know, many people think that's a crazy idea. Listen to what the president of the Texas National Movement says. He says, we want Texas to become an independent state. It's not that far-fetched an idea. This idea that people have the right of self-determination, that places like Texas can assert their right of self-determination, become independent nation states, is not that odd at all. No, it isn't. And I want to compare these two as we're going back and forth. He'll talk about Britain, and I'm going to talk about Texas. And maybe what we ought to do is maybe we ought to start calling it the Texas exit. We ought to call it Texit. Okay, let's play what Boris Johnson says in terms of his 8 reasons.
Number one, we have 350 million more pounds every week we can spend according to our priorities. And that includes, obviously, the NHS and other things. Number two.
Okay, hold it right there. Number one, number one. Let's hold it. Number one. 350 million pounds per week that they don't send to Brussels, they can spend as the Brits wish, using their priorities. How does that work out in Texas? Well, in 2012, Texas sent 16% of its economy to the federal government. That's $220 billion. Only California pays more in taxes. We get back $139 billion if you exclude things like retirement benefits and wages of federal employees who are in Texas. But, of course, those retirement benefits would still flow to us, like Social Security. People can go to Central American countries, and they can still get their Social Security. So I would think they'd still be able to get that, but let's just exclude that for right now. Okay, so what is the net of that? Well, it's about 3 times what Britain sends to the EU. $1.5 billion per week Texans send to Washington. And that would be, if we left the Union, that would be money we could spend on Texas priorities. And that doesn't even count the lunch money that Obama says he's going to withhold from our poor children if we don't send boys into the girls' bathrooms and the girls' showers. Let's run with reason number two.
We'd be able to take back control of our borders and stop the huge pressure of immigration on public services. Number three.
Okay, hold it right there. Take back control of our borders. You mean we wouldn't send law enforcement officers who try to control our borders to jail, like they're trying to send Sheriff Arpaio to jail? You mean we would have a situation, he talks about taking off the huge pressure of immigration on public services. In America, we are giving welfare benefits to illegal aliens that are greater than what we're paying people who have paid into Social Security their entire life. We're giving in-state tuition to illegal aliens that people who have lived in America and paid taxes all their lives don't get. And, of course, that doesn't even address the security issues, okay? And it doesn't address the fact that we're not going to be able to afford our homes if we have to provide free education to anyone who comes here from any country and educate them in the language of their choice. Let's go to reason number three.
We'd be taking back control of our democracy. So we'd be able to set our own laws. We would be endlessly the prisoner of 2,500 new regulations coming every year from Brussels. It would cost British business about £600 million per year.
Okay, hold it right there. Okay, number three for the Brexit. And here's the reasons for Texas, okay? For the Brexit, he says that they're getting 2,500 new EU regulations a year. Wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to deal with that in Britain, says Boris Johnson. Well, what about in Texas, okay? What about all the states in America? We're getting 80,000, not 2,500 new regulations from the EU. We're getting 80,000 pages of new regulations from the federal bureaucracy, these little empires that grow their empires by extending their tentacles into our lives and controlling the most minute details of it in every way possible. Let's go to number four.
We will be able to do free trade deals with the rest of the world, and that includes India, China, Australia, New Zealand, even America. We can't do a free trade deal with America because we're currently members of the EU.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Now, he got a lot of flack. They pulled out the point that he made about Obama and the bust of Churchill. His point that they never talked about was the fact that when Obama says, we're going to put you at the end of the line if you get out of the EU, he says, we don't have any ability to do trade deals with America as it is. Those are determined by Brussels. They're not determined in London. That was his point. So he says, yeah, we'd be able to do free trade deals with all these different nations, even with America, which they can't do right now, because they got to worry about how the French are going to triangulate things so they get their cheese protected or whatever. It's too many different issues there. But our issue is even worse, because we have this deal, and of course the people in Europe do as well, the Transatlantic Partnership, but we get it double barrels. We get the Transatlantic and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Both of these deals written by unelected officials, they're not even officials, they're corporate lobbyists. Written by these multinational corporations as they partner to manage our economy without any input from us, because we are not stakeholders. So, yeah, we would be able to manage our own economy and determine what our trade was going to be. Do the deal with the people's elected officials. Let's go to reason number five.
We would be able to get out from under the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, which is increasingly arbitrating in questions over which we never thought it would have any power, like human rights, asylum, the right of the child.
Hold it right there. They'd be able to get out from underneath the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. And Boris Johnson said it's increasingly arbitrating in questions we never thought it would have any power over. Things like human rights, asylum, the rights of children. Does that sound like our Supreme Court? I mean, just today, we've got the Supreme Court coming out and saying that they're going to force nuns to buy abortion insurance. This is the kind of unconstitutional, illegal power that the Supreme Court has usurped over our economy. And, of course, we're seeing this in every different kind of aspect. Things that they are explicitly prohibited from doing in our Constitution, the Supreme Court is now doing. And, of course, when we look at this whole situation with Obamacare, it came up to the Supreme Court in the first place. And people said, many state governments took it to the Supreme Court, said, you have no right to force us to buy anything. And you had Roberts, who wrote both the agreeing and the dissenting opinion on this. First, he said, yeah, you can't do it because it's a mandate. But then he said, no, you can do it because it's a tax. Really? Can the federal government, does it have the power in the Constitution to directly tax us? If it did, then why did we need to have an amendment to give them the power to do that? The 16th Amendment for the income tax. And I understand a lot of people don't believe that was passed legitimately beyond that issue. They said they needed an amendment to get an income tax. And they passed one, just as they did to prohibit alcohol. And now they can prohibit anything that they wish without any constitutional authority. Now they can tax us directly without any constitutional authority. And now they can mandate that we buy these issues even when it violates the First Amendment directly, violates our religious freedom. So, yeah, they've got a European Court of Justice. It's going to become as bad as our Supreme Court. and our Supreme Court is going to continue to get worse. Let's go to the sixth reason for Britain to get out, and I'll give you the sixth reason for Texas to get out. Let's go.
If we stay in, they will continue to drag us ever further towards a federal structure in which the UK should frankly have their part by supporting the euro, number seven.
Yeah, keep going on that because we're about to run out of time for a report I want to run. Go on to number seven.
All the countries that have done really well in the OECD over the last few years have actually been outside the single market. We'd be able to export to the single market without being subject to its rules and regulation, which, as I say, are very expensive. Number eight.
Hold it right there. All right, let's talk about six and seven. He says they're going to drag us even farther into a federal structure in which the UK should frankly have no part in supporting. And that's also the euro. He talks about that because they're not in the euro. So, of course, we understand that this federal bureaucracy continues to drag us ever further into this empire building. And, of course, at the center of all this is this private corporation that rigs our economy with interest rates, creates booms and busts with a fiat currency that they have, withholding or easing credit. We don't want to be a part of that. And then let's go to number eight. We'll finish up this real quickly.
Fundamentally, we'd be believing in Britain again. We'd be able to take back control and do things our way. And it would be, I think, a galvanizing thing for British democracy.
Okay, let's hold it right there. So it's fundamentally, we'd be believing in Britain. We'd be able to take back control, do things our way. I think it would be a galvanizing thing for the British democracy and for our economy. You know what? Absolutely. You know, Samuel Adams said, if you love wealth greater than liberty, if you love the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, and may posterity forget that we were ever your countrymen. And you know what? Sorry, Boris, to tie you in to a crazy Texas secessionist like me. But if they won't leave us alone, we need to leave them. And it would animate Texas. It would animate any state that wants to leave the union to have government local. You know, I'm always in favor of local government. I was in favor of Ukraine leaving Russia. I was in favor of the Crimea leaving the Ukraine. I'm in favor of Scotland leaving Britain. I'm in favor of Britain leaving the EU because we need to have governments that are closer to the people. So they don't come at the people, but they come from the people. Okay? We need local government. That's what I advocate. And we need government that protects our liberty above all else. So if we don't think that we could do this, if we think that, if we don't understand the point of 1776 was to protect our liberty, it was to say that if government doesn't protect our liberties, then we are going to alter or abolish that government. They were concerned that government would be too concentrated. They had 2.5 million people in 1776. We've got 26 million people in Texas alone. Maybe Texas needs to be subdivided after we secede. But the bottom line is, it's far too concentrated. Now, I won't even talk about the debate, because this is going to be, you know, we've got Cameron doesn't want to debate Boris Johnson for obvious reasons. But he says, well, I'll debate Nigel Farage. Oh, really? Don't throw me in that briar patch, okay? That's what he's going to find out when he debates Nigel Farage. I want to play a report for you now about how Obama is stealing millions of acres by executive order. I did this with Rob Jacobson.
Family. And this particular time, sons of Cliven Bundy, who's where he should be. He's, as we speak, he's in jail. Ammon and Ryan Bundy are in jail. They were two of the participants in the unlawful takeover.
On April the 7th, 2016, Nevada Senator Harry Reid stood on the Senate floor and continued his bid for the federal government to grab more land than Americans have been using for generations. As usual, Reid uses typical cheap tactics and vague snapshots to pull at the heartstrings of those who are listening without providing facts or substance to back up the claims that he makes.
Take, for example, a stunningly beautiful place called Gold Butte, where Cliven Bundy illegally grazed his cattle for decades. Because of the trouble caused by the Bundys and their pals, the federal employees tasked with safeguarding these antiquities have been prevented from doing their jobs.
But what is at stake? Millions of acres of state-run land and the lives of several patriots, one of whom has already been executed in cold blood.
Stay down.
Stay down. Stay down. Stay down.
Harry Reid says the Red Butte must be saved. And to do it, Reid is urging Obama to use the Antiquities Act of 1906, which gives the president unilateral power to create a national monument with the stroke of his pen. It's a very different process from creating a national park. And that's because it was designed for a different purpose. The Antiquities Act of 1906 was signed into law by President Theodore Roosevelt in 1906. It was intended for the protection of objects of historic and scientific interest, such as Native American land and artifacts. Devil's Tower in Wyoming was America's first national monument, and its boundary enclosed an area of less than 2 acres. But the Roosevelts, both Teddy and later FDR, continued to set an example by preserving monuments which altogether totaled approximately 4.5 million acres. Laws which are inherently unconstitutional are easily expanded and abused. For example, the federal income tax started as only a 1% tax, with 99% of the people paying zero income tax. The Antiquities Act has now likewise metastasized like a cancer, and it's being used by presidents to get around Congress to declare large swaths of land to be federally protected and under the jurisdiction of the Bureau of Land Management. Recently, presidents like Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and Barack Obama have used this act to declare millions of acres of American land as national monuments. Not since the Roosevelts themselves have such...
Okay, we're out of time on this. We're going to play the rest of that report. We're going to premiere that tonight on the Nightly News. And, of course, you'll be able to eventually find it on YouTube. It's a very important report for you to understand what is going on with land use issues. And we're going to continue with this theme when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I said I'd love to share.
But Doc Ferris was in best defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David, and in this last segment, I want to continue with what we began that report with. Of course, you can see the rest of that report tonight on the Nightly News, the report I put together with Rob Jacobson, and we're talking about Obama using executive orders to take millions of acres all over the United States. What is behind that? I'm going to tell you in just a moment. Of course, many of you already know what's behind that. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you that we have a sale today, 24-hour only sale, Anthroplex, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's a twice-daily pill formulation for men designed to restore your masculine foundation. It works as a perfect product pair to Super Male Vitality. They work together synergistically. And again, that's 15% off for just the next 24 hours for Anthroplex. Also, we still have the giant sale, 30 to 40% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food for just now. It's only for our best-selling products. We had to pull that back. It was on all of the Select Storable Food. Now it's on just the best-selling ones, and I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, but you can get 30 to 40% off now on the best-selling products. You can see as they're showing there on the screen. These are products that have a shelf life of 25 years, made in the USA, no GMO, the best packaging you're going to find on storable foods, and we still have a lot of the most popular ones, 30 to 40% off still. Now, as we were talking in that last segment about what's going on with Obama using the monument law to go through and take massive millions of acres without having to run it through Congress to make a to not make a park. And as we're going to talk to you tonight, if you watch that report, you'll see just how they have treated some of the monument lands. You think they're safe? I'm going to tell you about what happened in Arizona. They do not protect the lands. They're not good stewards of the land. Just as we know in China and other places, we see that the government, when it has complete control over the land, is not a good steward. Not like the people who depend on it for their livelihood. But what is happening in America? We've got an amazing story that came out the middle of last week. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. This is a guy who works with the Council on Foreign Relations. He wrote an article for the New York Times last month. This is a story from the New American. The guy's name is Parag Khanna. He is a self-styled leading globalist strategist. And he says, the problem with America is that we have these things called states. We got 50 of them. And, of course, I think, like I said in the last segment, I think maybe they just need 49. You know, let Texas go, or at least if anybody else wants to go, I'll support you on that right to do that. We need a Texit, not just a Brexit. But anyway, this is what he has to say. He says, unfortunately, American policy making remains wedded to an antiquated political structure of 50 distinct states. So what does he want? Well, it is full-on Agenda 21, folks. He wants regional urban centers that we've been talking about for so long. But, of course, that was just a conspiracy theory, wasn't it? He says, there's now seven distinct super regions defined by common economics and demographics like the Pacific Coast, the Great Lakes, and then within these, in addition to America's main metro hubs, we find new urban archipelagos. Okay, this is pure UN Agenda 21. Now, of course, the North American Union, the same newspaper, the New York Times, told us back in 2007, there is no such thing as the North American Union. This is what they said then. If you haven't heard about the North American Union, it may be because its plotters have succeeded in keeping it secret, or more likely, it's because there is no such thing. Government officials say a continental union is out of the question. Oh, really? And yet this guy, and the same paper, okay, 8 years later, 9 years later, says Detroit's destiny, when he's talking about Detroit and Windsor, he says we need to have not only regions within the United States, but they need to go across borders. So he talks about creating a Detroit-Windsor region. He says it seems obvious if we're brave enough to build it, a midpoint of the Chicago-Toronto corridor in an emerging North American Union. It's coming out, folks. They're talking about it. They're taking the masks off. And we'll give you more information tonight on the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.